Greetings, people of Earth. I have come here to invade you.
Oh my God, we're being invaded and invaded from another world. To make you realize that destruction is near. You must repent, all of you, for your sins. You repent, for the end is at hand. You must. Are you using what you want us to do? Get rid of all your popsicles and your fudgicles. Get rid of your out-of-pressure root beer. Do not feed the animals chemicals no more. Let him almost eat up here. Let him eat nature. They must do these things. For I am here to invade the earth. You must hear my warning. You must eliminate all the smog of the tyranny. You must do some way to cover that tremendous force of the insect world. Help the butterfly, the raccoon, the crocodile. Eliminate as we once did at the beginning of time. The tablet of Lacuna Kumaya, who came from Northern India in the year 5810. I have come here to invade the earth. You can tell by that cry. The mere look at me has startled them beyond belief. Good pleasure, please. Who is that dainty looking person talking in?
Are you trying to say that I'm kind and dainty? No one of my hands.
Oh, what a wicked looking creature he is.
Look at the way he walks around with his arms and everything. I don't know what this world is coming to.
Heed my warning, Earth. Do not judge me for my humanist thinking. Am I like 20 to 30 toes on my 20-inch arm? Do not judge me because I have four heads on my shoulders instead of one. For I can see in all directions.
So what makes you so fearless to come from outer space? You know better than I thought was here.
Heed my warning, Earthlings, heed my warning. No longer use straws to drink your sodas wet. If you do that, you will quite take short years. Feel my warning.
We were just 13, straight acting the fool.
Every day after class, Keith's house was the spot.
Making crazy prank calls, hoping not to get caught.
Best friend,
blood brothers,
yo, we one and the same.
Till one fateful afternoon when everything changed.
One day, playing punch out up in Keith's room.
The house started shaking and we heard a kaboom.
Looked out the back window, saw a billowing smoke.
Yo, your backyard is smashed.
Man, this isn't a joke.
Yo, let's go check this out, man.
I bet, let's go.
All the smoke and debris led straight to the basement.
Yo, what the hell is that?
Man, it looks like a spaceship.
We all ran for cover as the hatch opened wide.
And a little green dude stepped out from inside.
He said, I'm from Mars and I come in peace. I have something to ask and it's not discreet. There's a mutated strain in our DNA helix, and you three kids are the ones who can heal it.
But we're just 13, man, what can we do?
How should I put this? I think we should screw.
What?
On my home planet, we can no longer breed. I've been sent as a receptacle to store your seed.
Storing our seed?
Yo, I think he means sex.
Man, I'm a virgin.
We all are pet.
I'm just gonna lie here and close my eyes.
Oh, what should we do?
Now it's spreading its size.
You'll be heroes on my planet.
But why us three?
You're the chosen ones. You'll just have to trust me.
Yo, should we do it?
Hey, I don't know.
Yo, I say we put it to a vote.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Okay, we're in.
Cool.
Who should go first?
I have three depositories to capture your first.
Wait, so at the same time?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Here's some wine coolers. Let's get you boys drinking.
We powdered the drinks and started getting tipsy.
Then took our positions and started getting frisky.
Ooh. One in the front and two in the back. Had it locked up like a Chinese finger trap.
Keep pumping away. My wife and family, thank you.
I'm about to explode.
Yo, son, me too.
Three-way climax.
Best friends forever.
What a blessing to have lost our virginity. Together.
Yeah. Andy, you're McKeith, you've saved my race. Your reward is one wish, then I'll go back to space.
We looked at each other,
didn't have to talk.
Knew exactly what we wanted before we took off.
Mr. Alien, sir, for what it's worth,
we want to be the greatest fake MCs on Earth.
Your wish is granted, and thanks again. I may have saved my planet, but I'm losing three friends. What happened today was both incredible and bad. Therefore, your name is Incredibad.
Incredible.
Surprise, everyone!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off!
comes the lunar fluter from the moon. He's bound to get you with his lunar tune. He'll drive you frantic, rock you through and through. The lunar fluter makes you loony too. They don't want no more shooting things at them. If we don't stop it, they'll send some more like him. At Cape Canaveral, the lunar's been around. The experts, they're digging in the ground. They'll send a thousand soon of loony lunar fluters from the moon. Of loony lunar fluters from the moon. Of loony lunar fluters from the moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is radio station WPLJ. We have just established contact with our outer space correspondent at the Martian headquarters on the planet Mars. They are currently in the chambers of the High Ruler. He is questioning Marty, one of the spacemen from the flying saucer, about his recent trip to the planet Earth.
Marty, did you find any people on the Earth planet? Well, Marty, what did they say?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I see. And then what did you say to them?
Well, I said, dog,
love me. LJ, it really tastes good to me.
Oh, oh, oh.
Your outer space disc jockey with a request for...
When my dream comes home, when my dream no more roams.
The Martian continues to question Marty of his experiences with the Earth people.
How did you discover the Earth planet?
I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time.
Something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb.
Great! Go, 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 go! Let me out of here!
And meanwhile, back in the States...
Tell me, Marty, what did the Earth people say when your flying saucer crashed in the jungle?
Don't blame it on me. I'm not guilty, can't you see?
Once again, back in the studios of radio station WPLJ, we pause 30 seconds for a word from our interplanetary sponsor.
Well, I said,
Once again, we return you to the planet Mars as our Martian ruler continues the questioning of Marty, interplanetary space flyer. Tell me, Marty, what were you seeking and what did you find on the Earth planet?
The treasure of love is not very far. It glows like fire and shines like stars.
My honey, 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 my honey, if you want to get along with me.
But tell me, Bertie, what did you bring back from the planet Earth? This is your out-of-space correspondent on Mars, telling how the flying saucers intended to come to Earth and...
I'm gonna rip it out. I'm gonna shake it out. Gonna burn it out.
This is not your out-of-space disc jockey.
Come down from your ivory tower.
Goodbye, Earth people.
So long. I'm all packed up and on my way. So long. You need me some more sunny day. So long. This time, I'm going to stay.
When the moon was shining bright, I heard the weirdest sound. I looked and saw a little green disc. It was going around and round. I stopped to gaze, so I was amazed to see the little green men. They were making music out of this world. They were a Martian band. One had an old harp. One had a bow fiddle. One was a fiddling man. Oh, listen to the Martian band. The words they were singing didn't make sense, but they were loud and clear. They sure were having the time of their life. They didn't know I was near. Oh, I could see, but I couldn't believe when a guest star did appear. She was singing something very sad and shedding little green tears. One had an old harp. One had a bow fiddle. And one was a fiddling man. Oh, listen to the Martian band. The music they played was weird and strange, and it lasted until dawn. When the sun began to climb the sky, it didn't take very long for the little green men to fly away to the Martian land. It was the weirdest sound on earth to hear the Martian band. One had an old harp. One had a bow fiddle. And one was a fiddling man. Oh, listen to the Martian band.
Discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
Martian, hop! I got into my rocket ship to see the Martian hop. I saw the planet shining red, so there I made my stop. But as I opened up the door and climbed the ladder down, I saw the Martians on the floor dancing to the sound. first one there, and so I was surprised to see the Martians twist and stomp before my very eyes. They did the locomotion and the hully gully too. I couldn't name a single dance the Martians couldn't do. The Martian hop. Just begun. The Earth can walk their spaceship down on Mars to have some fun. And so I left my friends the Martians stomping on the ground. And even though I'm back on Earth, I still can hear the sound. The Martian hop. The Martian hop.
Nobody has to be helped, nobody needs to be out of sight.
Oh, out of sight, man.
Oh. Nobody's gonna travel second class of the equality, no suppression of minorities. Suppression of minorities. All right. Let me take you on a little trip. On my supersonic rocket.
control to Captain Morgan. We checked your liver and it's one unsightly organ. Ground control to Captain Morgan.
14. Mount McKinley.
Commence sobriety test on you again.
L. Bixby. W.
Count from 10 and keep your finger on your nose.
Blasted.
Ground control to Captain Morgan, you've really done it now. And the tabloids want to know what clothes you wear. Is it diapers or just normal underwear? This is Captain Morgan, ground control. I'm looking the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, which is kind of how I feel most every day. For here am I sitting with my tin flask. Bang than Seagrams mixed with Tang.
Get home all right. Hey, Mr. Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again.
Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Let me tell you people that I found a new way, and I'm tired of all this talk about love, and the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rock, and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight while it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. showdown, slow down, lost and found. Turn around to boys in the military shirts. I keep my eyes on the prize, on the long falling skies, and I don't let my friends get hurt. All you backroom schemers, power trip dreamers, better find something new to say. 'Cause you're the same old story, it's the same old crime, and you've got some heavy dues to pay. I'm the space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm the space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Said goodbye. I'm really blue, but I'm not gonna cry. I'm gonna take a crazy trip to see if I can't forget about the trip. I stopped me a planet lying Cadillac, told the driver to rock 'em back, head for space and get there soon. Everybody dance with a crazy beat. I never, never heard such a shuffling of feet. I went right away to see the Moon King. Told him about my heartbreak and everything. He said, my dear, I'll see what I can do. At the big square table, said we'll help you if we're able. The vote was a million and a half to one. We got the little man, yeah, you won, yeah, you won. But then he said, I hope you understand about the laws all over our land. When you marry and say I do,
you got to stop the dishes. When you marry, you can't dance. There's no such thing as romance. You got to scrub the dishes, wash the clothes. When you marry, you can't dance.
Once upon a time, in the year 2000, there lived on the faraway planet Venus a little boy called Jacko. He had been given a brand new space scooter for his birthday, and what is more, it had a built-in seat for his dog, Dunker, his best friend. Dunker was just an ordinary space dog. That is to say, he had the usual circular body with the usual sugary coat and looked just like a donut, which is probably why he was called Dunker.
Remember now, Jacko, said his mother very seriously. When you scoot up in the sky, don't go too far, don't go too high. Remember, little boys are not allowed to play beyond the first white cloud.
Oh, I'll remember,
said Jacko. But in his heart he was dreaming of flying through space to Earth to see if it was made of golden cheese, like the grown-up said. Well, that night, Dunker was so excited he wrinkled all up like a mince pie, and his sugary coat sparkled like icing. So just before dawn, they crept out of bed, out of the house to the space scooter shed. With a twitch of the switch, they were up and away. And Jacko was so happy, he made up a song. Dunker was so happy, he unwrinkled and made up a song too. Which was a pity. And on went Jacker and Dunker. Suddenly, a hairy-tailed comet came herring through the sky, madly sounding his space horn. And seeing Jacker's space scooter, he skidded to a standstill.
Whoo! Is that as fast as you can go? I have never seen anything quite so slow.
All right, if you think you're so bright. You see that nebula just on your right? We'll race you around it and we'll see who's slow. Get ready!
And the comet cried,
go!
It was a very close race, and right at the end, they tore neck and neck round the final bend. Then Dunker leapt forward as they cleared the last bunker, and the space scooter won by just half a Dunker. And the hairy-tailed comet, who was amazed, presented Dunker with a space horn for first prize. And gave Jacker a second prize, a star gun, for shooting off shooting stars.
Oh, thank you,
said Jacker, and said Dunker.
Oh, not at all,
said the hairy-tailed comet. And on went Jacker and Dunker. And on through the starlit seas, on towards the golden cheese.
All right, and greetings, all you space jockeys and Earth people. Welcome once again to Starship Bitslap. I'm your captain, KBC, and tonight we're out in space somewhere. Don't look for us, we can't be found. Start out with something from Numershonic. That was greetings, Earth, stating their agenda for us. We heard from the Lonely Island. Incredibad, that was. Let's Beetle in the Rocket was Ronnie Davis on the Sheridan label. From guess what year that was, right? Okay. And by the way, they spelled Beetle with three E's, just so you know. The Lunar Fluter was John Kenny. Marty on Planet Mars was, of course, Marty. We heard from Scotty Stoneman of the Stoneman Family on the Jed label. That was the Martian band that he found wandering around one day. Martian Hop was Rocky Sharp and the Replays, covering one you all know. Let's see, the Supersonic Rocket Ship, of course, the Kinks. We heard from Power Salad and the Wasted Space Odyssey. I wonder if anybody tried drinking up in space, see what happens. That'd be interesting. Anyway, hey, Mr. Spaceman was, of course, the Birds, Steve Miller, Space Cowboy, still one of my all-time favorite FM hits, but who says I don't play the hits? I showed you. That's 6 months' worth right there. Crazy Little Man from Christine Jorgensen. Remember her, Chris? Remember her? She was the first, best known anyway, sex change back in the, 50s, 60s, something like that. Let's see, and then we heard from Peter Sellers, a two-sided single, Jaka and the Flying Saucers. That was part one. We'll be back with part two in just a second. But first, this word.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll take your seats, please. Our tour of the moon's famous Sea of Tranquility is about to begin.
A sightseeing tour on the moon. We at the Bendix Corporation believe it will happen, and before too many tomorrows go by. Already, our astronauts whirl through space nearly 200 miles high. Next thing you know, an unmanned vehicle will rove the moon's surface. Then a manned vehicle will explore it in detail. After that, you'll be there, if you want to be. The Tomorrow People at Bendix are helping to make these things possible, and more in the areas of national defense, aviation, space, oceanics, automotive and manufacturing, to search, to discover, to develop, to broaden man's knowledge of the world he lives in and the universe around him, to make reality of imagination. This is Bendix, the Tomorrow People.
then they passed a wise old star who said,
Gander, what are you doing so far from home, and after you vow never to play beyond the first white cloud?
Please, sir, oh, please, sir, we're off to Earth for the golden cheese of fabulous worth.
Go home, go home,
said the wisest of stars.
Aren't you aware that you're very near Mars? You're headed for danger. You'll never get by. For Mars is the home of the saucers that fly.
But Jacka just laughed and said,
Ha! Fiddle-dee-dee! We're not afraid, not Dunker and me.
And on they went. Till all at once, the engine gave a series of horrible grunts. Then spluttered and coughed and popped and popped. Then silence. And Jacka cried,
Dunker, the engine has stopped.
Through space they dropped.
Oh, there's Mars,
cried Jacka.
Why didn't we listen to that wisest of stars?
And the air was filled with a strange low humming.
We're sunk. Look, Dunker, the saucers are coming.
And nearer and nearer. On came the flying saucers. But all this time, Dunker had been thinking away, his forehead all wrinkled like corrugated pastry. And suddenly, with a triumphant, he straightened up, puffed up his circular body, and blew out a couple of tremendous blasts on the space horn.
Of course, that's it,
cried Jacka. And picking up the star gun, he started shooting off stars just as fast as he could. But still the saucers came on, nearer and nearer. And then, in the far distance, Jacka heard an answering space horn blast. And with it, saw an answering cluster of shooting stars. And then, with a mighty swish and a cry of,
Bow down, Jacka!
The hairy tail comet tore past them and on into the flying saucers. Ah, that was a great and heroic fight. Those saucers were scattered left and right. Soon there wasn't a saucer left in the sky, and Jacka and Dunker had cheered themselves dry. And then back came the hairy-tailed comet, looking very satisfied with himself.
Oh, thank you,
said Jacka, and said Dunker.
Oh, not at all,
said the hairy-tailed comet. And he put Jacka and Dunker with their space scooter on his back, and singing merrily, they all returned to Venus. Well, they hadn't got the golden cheese, but there is always tomorrow, with tomorrow's adventures to come. And after all, they did have a space horn. And they did have a star gun. And who wants cheese anyway?
Excuse me, Professor Krun, your spaceship is waiting.
Oh, is it? I'll be right with you. Well, goodbye, kiddies. Goodbye.
Shooting through the sky at the speed of light, I just shone past the satellite. I picked something up on my sonar screen, so it reached and I caught the beam. It was planet Earth, I'm the alright. One half day and one half night, I thought I might survey the scene, see how the old place has been. Well, I turned it over and spun it up, heading to the place I near burn up. I got the shock of my life when I finally touched. Everything could change that much. They stopped and stirred as my spaceship flirted. A couple of them seemed mighty scared. I said, hello, have we met before? But they just looked on in awe. Well, next thing the tanks rolled up the street and up the river. Sailed the fleets of destroying vessels and artillery. They were calling me the enemy. Who, me? I thought that I might state my case. Explained I'd just arrived from space to play dark to dark with the stars above my spacecraft on unloved. See, you got a few computers, a Star Wars plan. You don't care much for your fellow man. And that guy you call your president makes me glad I'm not a resident. They thought to shoot eyes shot away. Might decide to go back someday. There's no one in this whole damn place so quick to rumble as the human race.
It's a disgrace. That's the whole of space.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
fastest guy alive. I'd fly you round the universe in 5XL5. Way out in space together, conquerors of the sky. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball. Every time I gazed into your starry eyes, we'd take the path to Jupiter, and maybe very soon we'd cruise along the Milky Way and land upon the moon. To a wonderland of stardust, we'd zoom our way to Mars. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball. Oh, you would be my Venus of the stars. But though I'm not a spaceman, famous and renowned, I'm just a guy that's down to earth with both feet on the ground. It's all imagination, I'll never reach the skies. My heart is still a fireball, a fireball. Every time I gaze into your starry eyes, fastest guy alive. I'd fly you round the universe in 5XL5. Way out in space together, conquerors of the sky. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball. Every time I gazed into your starry eyes, we take the path to Jupiter, and maybe very soon we cruise along the Milky Way and land upon the moon. To a wonderland of stardust, we'd zoom our way to Mars. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball. 'Cause you would be my Venus of the stars. Spaceman, famous and renowned, I'm just a guy that's down to earth with both feet on the ground. It's all imagination, I'll never reach the skies. My heart is still a fireball, a fireball. Every time I gaze into your starry eyes,
I don't seem to have a home. So I guess I'll just roam around up here in outer space,
Well, he turned the knob and I got the job, Lord help the human race. Oh, Sputnik, they call me, I'm as crazy as a loon. I'm pretty high up in the sky, but I'll never reach the moon. I don't know what they expect of me, but they'll make all connections. Why, they blasted me off so doggone fast I didn't even get directions. Face, I thought I'd drop anchor and just look a while. I wonder why everyone wants to see him so bad, why he don't even smile. Up here beeping and chasing around, I don't see what could be found. And believe me, I'd rather be down there looking up than stuck up here looking down. Well, I've showed the world from side to side what's in my power to do. I played my cards and I played them hard. The rest is up to you. There's a saying that's been a-going on, so let this be a token. United we stand, divided we fall. No words were truer spoken. Well, it's about time to be gliding along. Until I get back around on this side of the world again, this here's old Sputnik signing off.
down the street. I came to the corner, I heard a little sound, and the cat was jumping around and around. Get a load of that satellite number two. Yeah, let's dance, 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 everybody, let's dance, 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 at a satellite, dance, 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 but Nick, dance, 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 well, let's dance, let a satellite number two.
Both the fox and near, we're gonna rock around in a sad light. Around the world, both the day and night, with just the people around. Watch the world go by. We're gonna rock for the moon, we're gonna rock for the stars, and we'll even rock for the planet Mars. We're gonna rock around in a sad light. Around the world, both the day and night, with just the people around. Watch the world go by. Chrysler's Cadillacs, others Volkswagens, and others to you and me, baby, we're flying high, we're flying wide, not a satellite, we're just the people around, watching the world go by. We're just the people around and watching the world go by.
Aboard for the rocket ship, leaving for the moon. All aboard!
Zip went the rocket ship up to the moon.
Hang on, little John. Hang on tight.
Don't worry, Mother. I'll be all right.
Zip went the rocket ship up to the moon.
Don't fall, little John. Grab the moon.
Zip went the rocket ship up to the moon.
Hang on, little John. Hang on tight.
Don't worry, Mother. I'll be all right.
Zip went the rocket ship up to the moon.
Don't fall, little John. Grab the moon.
Okay, Mommy. I'll be back soon.
Zip went the rocket ship up to the moon.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
fire!
And said, "Get in, Jack." He said, "Don't be afraid. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Gonna take you to my leader. Got a job for you. I just buzzed in from up in the sky, and from here on out, you're a real gone guy." Say no and get out of that place. At supersonic speed, we were flying out in space. I must have blacked out, cause when I came to, I was looking at the Earth from a different kind of view. We landed on a planet, the moon, I guess. But by this time, man, I couldn't care less. There was quite a reception when we hit the ground. About 1,000 of those guys and one Russian hound. Well, I looked things over and decided mighty soon I didn't want to be the first man on the moon. I said, "I hate to leave you, boys, but I guess I better go." Then I heard a voice say, "Just a minute, Daddy-o." We've been tuning you in for quite a while. We know all about you, we've got you on file. You're a real gone cat, so I've been told. I want you to teach me rock and roll. Now I turned around, and man was I stunned. She was Marilyn and Bridget both rolled into one. I said, "It might take about 8 or 10 years, but with a figure like that, man, who cares?" Now she follows me around everywhere that I go. She calls me her old daddy-o. Back on Earth, I couldn't make the grade, but till Elvis comes up, I got it made.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Hardy. They did it. Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Edwin Aldrin have landed safely from their trip to the moon. Here they come now. I'll get an interview with one of them. Now, tell me, sir, it must have been breathtaking to see the Earth from the moon. How would you tell the audience what you thought as you looked back on our world?
On 500 miles away from home.
Well, tell me, they said that you had a peculiar way to ward off the meteor showers on the moon. Said you muttered something up at the stars. Could this have been some sort of earthly voodoo, or what did you say?
"Be careful of stones that you throw."
Well, let's go back to the time when you were moving away from the Earth. What was the main thing you were doing during this period?
"Watching my world, whoa."
walk away.
It has been rumored that a moon creature talked to you while you were up there. What did that moon creature say?
I am the real.
It was also rumored that you and this female moon creature got kind of cozy. What were you doing anyway?
Meeting in smoky places.
Well, being a moon creature, wasn't she kind of ugly?
Be glad you've got what you've got when you've got it.
I guess that's true. Beggars can't be choosers. Well, what was your favorite pastime while on the moon?
Running bad.
Yes, and I heard you got caught. Where did they put you?
Solitary.
Well, I'm glad to see that you got out of it okay anyway. I'm running out of time, but I did have one more question to ask. Since you found life and music and people on the moon, you know, here on Earth there's country music and rock and roll music and other types of music, but what's the most popular music on the moon?
Beer drinking music. Good country music.
Well, that's good. Listen, I understand now that you're back, y'all would undergo weeks of isolation and debriefing. Is there anything you would like to say about this?
The easy part's over now.
Okay, and before I go, is there anyone you would like to say hi to?
Hi there, Bobby Taylor, you son of a gun.
Well, that's about all we have time for today. We would like to say that it's been very
Major
nice
talking
to...
Wait,
give me the microphone back. Hey!
Mr. Baker? I need your shoe shits. Boy, you son of a gun.
Stop me there.
dreamed I was moving, walking through the hills. I dreamed I climbed the biggest mountain, picking up Capitol Hill. Then that flying saucer came, sailing straight at me. Oh, I ran as fast as I could run, and hid behind the tree. Came down from outer space and landed one by one. They gathered by the leader's bed, and that's when it begun. For the flying saucer to believe was such a sight to see. The saucers came from everywhere to join their jubilee. Took me by the hand, and then she led me through the daffodil up to the marching band. Well, the marching music was so strange, we danced in the break of day. But when my clock struck half past six, the saucer sailed away. When I woke up the Sunday morn, the dancing shoes were thin. The daffodils up on the floor proved where I had been. That's why I know they're circling there, waiting for my tone. And in my dreams I must obey, let them sail back home.
at the stars. I'm searching for a sign that I can't leave my woes behind. I'm sending radio waves up into outer space. I'm hoping I'll be saved by interstellar super races. Swim your sweet flying saucer.
Such a great big wonderful galaxy.
A starship, a starship, to take us away, take us away, take us away. Away, away,
away. Don't be afraid, each container will sustain ya. Immortal drives are energized by time. Deny our children such a high, our children such a great, big, wonderful galaxy. Children's, children, such a great, big, wonderful galaxy. Such a great, big, wonderful mystery. Such a great, big, wonderful history. Such a great, big, wonderful galaxy.
Starship, starship, take us away, take us away.
And it's going to take a starship to get us out of this one, people. But hold on. Help is on the way. We started out that second set with, let's see, part two of Jaka and the Flying Saucers from Peter Sellers. Yes, Peter Sellers. Talking Space Travel Blues was the on set. Don Spencer, Fireball XL5, The Sputnik Story from Bill Thomas on the Cullman label, Cullman Records, number 6401. I'll bet they didn't even have 6459 before that. Forget it. Paul Perryman, Satellite Fever and the Asiatic Flu. That was on a 78 from 1958. Let's see, we had Carl Mann, Satellite Number 2, and Satellite Rock from Joe Tate and the High Fives. Yeah. On Little John Records, that little tiny thing, Zip Went the Rocket Ship from Little John Records. I'm glad it was only 54 seconds. That's all I can say. Rocket to the Moon from Judy Johns and the Astronauts. Hugh Lewis, as opposed to Huey Lewis. That was Rockin' Moon Men. Okay, Lunar Landing from John Ford, 1969. That was a break-in, of course, on the Astro label. Who else do we hear from? Let's see, it was the Love Brothers, Flying Saucer Rock and Roll. The Rizzillos, Flying Saucer Attack. Flying Saucer Jubilee was Rod Rogers of the MSR crowd. And we heard from Mark Brayman, Swing Low, Sweet Flying Saucer. Take me away, please. Beam me up, Scotty. And the Intergalactic Touring Band. And that was a self-titled, apparently, Intergalactic Touring Band by the Intergalactic Touring Band. Whatever you want. Anyway, coming up, finishing things out, we got a couple of examples of Filk, F-I-L-K. It's a kind of acoustic type of music. Look it up. It's acoustic. It mostly has to do with like fantasy and science fiction and things like that. So you get a lot of space songs there. But some of them are unlistenable. But these three are pretty good. We'll hear from Larice, the Grim Roper, and Frank Hayes. Meanwhile, stay grounded. We'll be here next week with more stuff, and I hope we make it that far. Okay? So be strong, hang in there, and I'll see you next time.
Scars we bear will test it. tied to the pain we found beyond the sky. We set out in our starship in 2049, sent to ply the galaxy, another Earth to find. They put us in our coffin and gently closed the lid. And if I'd known then what I know now, I'd wished I'd wake up dead. So we flew 1,000 years through interstellar space. Light years separated us from the human race. Then at last we slowed as we approached our target star. And now we'd find the reason that we'd traveled so far. Space is dark and space is deep, and the price we've paid is far too steep. Though we've gained a hero's name, we're all cripples just the same. And the scars we bear will testify to the pain we found beyond the sky. As we awoke from frozen sleep, we each knew what to do. We'd scan the sky about the star for a planet shining blue. We'd pull into an orbit and check her atmosphere, and run a 50,000 tests to see if she proved fair. We'd monitor the radio so that we could see if there were any aliens who'd come there before we. Then from our receiver, a tiny voice we heard, and it spoke to us in English, and we understood each word. Space is dark and space is deep, and the price we've paid is far too steep. Though we've gained a hero's name, we're all cripples just the same. And the scars we bear will testify to the pain we've found beyond the sky. 10 years we had been on our way when they found the hyperdrive, and man spread to 1,000 stars while we were half alive. But still they could not stop our ship to save us from our fate. And so we have arrived here, but 900 years too late. They told us we were heroes, pinned medals to our chests, and they gave us a fine pension and sent us off to rest. For we're anachronisms from another place and time, and so they have retired us, though we're all still in our prime. Space is dark and space is deep, and the price we've paid is far too steep. Though we've gained a hero's name, we're all cripples just the same. And the scars we bear will testify to the pain we've found beyond the sky. And of the 10 men of our crew, but 2 of us remain. For trapped here in the future, we all have gone insane. We knew when we set out that we'd be gone 1,000 years, but we never thought we'd end up as unwanted pensioners. And soon we too will follow where the other 8 have gone, and then our long sad journey will finally be done. In the next room waiting is my time lost lonely wife, and I'll see her one last time as we take each other's life. Space is dark and space is deep, and the price we've paid is far too steep. Though we've gained a hero's name, we're all cripples just the same. And the scars we bear will testify to the pain we've found beyond the sky.
Never set the cat on fire, you only will annoy it. The heat will make the beast perspire, she surely won't enjoy it. Likewise, do not ignite the dog, the snake, the gerbil, or the frog. No, never set the cat on fire. And mind your manners, as circumstances may require, and never set the cat on fire. Don't open up the cabin hatch, the air is sure to leave it. And air is very hard to catch, you never will retrieve it. And though you think your life's a bore, don't open the reactor door, don't open up the cabin hatch. And mind your manners, as circumstances may require, and never set the cat on fire. Don't change the navigator's data, someone's sure to see ya. You know the captain's view of that, a very bad idea. He doesn't want his ship to race, forever lost in endless space. Don't change the navigator's data. And mind your manners, as circumstances may require, and never set the cat on fire. An interstellar war, it has no helpful uses. If people ask you, what's it for? You'll only make excuses. If 30 trillion folks get hurt, you'll go to bed with no dessert. Don't start an interstellar war. And mind your manners, as circumstances may require, and never set the cat on fire. Yes, mind your manners, as circumstances may require, and never set the cat on fire.